Welcome, Forever Brawlers, to the 37th episode. I'm Jordan, and today we are pleasured to have a guest on the podcast, and that is Noob Army and Provo Bandit. What's up, guys?
Hey, I'm Noob. I'm Provo Bandit.
I'm Noob Army.
Nice. All right. In this episode, we're going to be ranking the Brawloween skins that are in the shop right now. Unfortunately, the Leon skins are not in the shop, Trick or Treat Leon and Werewolf Leon, but I'm sure they'll come back another time soon, probably on discount because these skins are in a big discount right now, like 20 or 30 gems each, which is cool, but yeah, so it's great to have you guys on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to have guests. Yeah. Unfortunately, Trey couldn't make it because he has to be somewhere right now, but we might be able to do another collab with these guys in the future, so make sure to be looking forward to that. We might do like a 2v2 episode or something, but we'll see. Should we just get right into it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Okay, so for the 7th best Brawloween skin, in my opinion, is Brawloween Rosa. I feel like the skin is not that great just because the base model doesn't look that much different and the attack animations aren't really that much different either. But I still think it's a great skin. It was hard to pick a 7th because all of them are so good. I think this is one of my favorite skin sets. What's your 7th favorite Bravo Bandit?
Yo, I have the same 7th one. I just want to say right now, we did not, like, tell each other what our list was before, but I have the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I agree with you for a lot of it. Like, it's a good skin set, and it was hard trying to pick one, but I think Rosa, in my opinion, definitely stands out as the least. Because it's interesting, it's kind of cool, but, like, there's other Rosa skins I'd much prefer.
Yeah,
Brawloween Rosa. So that's why I have Rosa as my 7th as well.
Yeah, I agree. But what is cool about this is that they do come with some pins that you can buy separately, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah,
that definitely makes it worth it though.
Yeah,
you're getting the skins
and the pins are really cool, and you don't have to have Brawloween Rosa for the pins. You can just buy them, which is cool.
Yeah. Then, Noob Army, what's your 7th?
My 7th is Swamp Team. I feel like there isn't a lot going on in it. I like the, like, context of it. It's a really good background story. I feel like it's just kind of blank for me.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Number 6 for me is going to be Count Pangula. I feel like Count Pangula deserves a spot because... Honestly, it's a great skin, but I just feel like it's lacking something. Like, there's something that I feel like it needs. It just feels like... Or maybe it just has too much stuff. There's something about it that just doesn't really feel right. Like, it... Like, the attack animations look cool, but, like, it's a little too much. And I feel like the skin's better than Brawloween Rosa, but it's not, like, top 5 or top 3. What do you guys think on your number 6?
Okay, so I have the exact same thing as you so far.
Nice.
Number 6, I also have Count Pangula. I think it's fine. I just think, in general, Mr. P does not have that many great skins.
Yeah.
And this one is probably one of his better ones. Maybe, but, like, it's, like, a good skin, but, like, definitely not the best out of all the Brawloween skins.
Yeah.
I can agree.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
And then, Noob Army, what'd you have for number 6?
I have Ghost Queek. He looks really cool in that, like, the ghosty look. I really like it. He just doesn't have, as much as colors as, you know, like, Potato Squeak.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Nice.
I feel like it's just really cool.
It's cool, but not the best.
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah. Nice. My number 5 is Ghost Squeak. So, yeah, I kind of agree with everything Noob Army said. I think the attack animations look cool, but I think it is just a little too much white for me. Like, it's just one plain color, and I feel like it needs a little more color. And also, fun fact, Trey did just get the skin, I think a few days ago, and he also has Ghostbuster Squeak to go along with it, since they're kind of like a duo, and like, it's kind of cool, I think. But yeah, I think this skin is kind of cool because it does have a duo with Ghostbuster Squeak. But other than that, I think this skin's just not that great. But yeah, what is your number five?
Do you mean Ghostbuster Gale?
Did I say Squeaky? I meant Gale. My bad.
Yeah, you said Ghostbuster Squeak.
Ghostbuster Squeak. My bad.
Okay. So, my number five. So, how are we doing this? I have the exact same thing as you so far. Number five is Ghost Squeak. I, like, everything's been said. I think I agree with all of it. I just, one interesting thing is, like, to me, it looks kind of like, the Ghost, exactly like the Ghostbuster logo. So, like, if you like that movie,
yeah, it does,
then it's definitely get it because it's a good homage to it.
Yeah, it's like very worth it. Really,
yeah, it's pretty good. And but again, I think the running theme here for me at least is that all these skins are really good, so it's hard to compete with them. So yeah, that's why I have Squeak for, or Ghost Squeak for number five for me.
I would say this is one of the best Squeak skins. It's really cool.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Squeak has, like, some of the weirdest skins in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like, Potato Squeak, that's very weird.
Yeah, he has,
his arms are all weird.
He has Bunny Squeak, it's weird.
Yeah, they're all, like, I have a few questions for Supercell about a few of these skins, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then your number five for New Army?
My number five is Brawloween Rosa. She looks really cool with all the skeleton. I just feel like it kind of looks, it really looks good. It just has a little bit too much going on.
Okay, so.
Yeah, I really like it. I don't really think it's worth it for the other Rosa skins, but I feel like it's really good.
Nice. All right, so my number four is going to be Swamp Gene. I think this skin's very cool. Like, his winning animation, he, like, goes down into the water and, like, scares you. And, like, when he loses, he, like, droops down into the water. And, like, in his super, it's, like, a bunch of leaves that just grab you. And his animations, his attack animations look so cool. And his base model looks completely different. I would say I think this is the best skin for Gene. Maybe tied with Evil Gene, but I think this one's better than Evil Gene, honestly. But yeah, Provendit, what's your number four?
Dude, I'm kind of freaking out right now. I have the same exact thing. I don't know how we are doing this, but I have for number four also Swamp Gene. But it's pretty good. I like it. It's like a good overhaul for him. Like,
his animations are really cool.
For, I think, like, a lot of skins in the game are kind of just like, oh, they have different colors on now. But, like, with Swamp Gene, he's, like, a completely different person. And in my opinion, I always love those skins where it's, like, they seem like a different person. Like, it seems like someone different when you're playing it. So, it's a really good overhaul of Gene, I think. And I agree with everything you said so far about everything, all the other skins as well, too. But yeah. I think Gene is good. And like I said before, it is kind of hard to compete with these other ones, but it's pretty good. That's why I have Gene as my number four.
Yeah. I mean, at least new Barmies are completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So my number four is Trick or Treat Leon. I feel like it's one of the like pretty cool skins for Leon, although it's not really the best Leon skin. I'd say that some other ones are better, like, for an example, like Werewolf Leon. That looks really cool. But Trick or Treat Leon, he's really cool with the like the animation, I feel like, is really cool,
where he's like begging for candy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's like, give me candy. All right, yeah, my number three is Trick or Treat Leon too. I think the attack animations carry it, like, completely. I really like, also when he goes invisible, there's, like, a bat that goes up, and, like, I think this, like, he has a cape, too. Capes look so cool. I think it's, like, going behind you and stuff. I think that is a very good thing about, the skin, especially, like, I like that a lot of the Leon skins have, like, special animations for the super, like, when they go invisible, like, they have stuff like that, and it's always been something cool that I've liked. But yeah, and I think this is really cool, like, it'd be a cool costume to wear. Like, I would totally dress up as Trick or Treat Leon, for Halloween, but it's too late. Anyways, what's your number three, Provo Bandit?
I want you to just guess what my number three is.
I don't know, man. What is it? Definitely not Trick or Treat Leon.
We are exactly the same.
Yep.
It's oh man, I'm kind of like in suspense right now. Are we gonna have like the same exact list?
I mean, that's my guess.
So, I like Trick or Treat Leon because I don't know, it's just good. It totally fits Leon's personality. He's just a little kid who wants to get his way. He's kind of, I don't know. It seems to fit him really well. I just think it's a really well-done skin. I think almost all of Leon's skins are just perfect, really
outstanding,
good.
Yeah.
And this just is an awesome addition to all of Leon's awesome skins. So that's why I have also Trick or Treat Leon is number three.
It's cheap, too. It's like 49 gems.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I feel like that would be like 150 gem skin. No,
that's what my guess was. I was suspecting that would be 149 gems.
Nope. It's just really awesome that they made that really good skin.
It comes
with
the pin too.
The pin, which makes a lot more like just crazy that it's 49 gems.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would pay 149 gems for that bundle.
Yeah, honestly, me too.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your number three, Noob Army?
Count Pangea. He looks really cool. I feel like he has the perfect amount of stuff going on, like except for, like, probably Rosa had, like, a lot of stuff. But I feel like Count Pangea kind of deserves number three. He looks really good. I feel like it just fits his personality, kind of like I did with Bo Squeak. I feel like he looks so good. Like, he looks really good.
It's a very different opinion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there anything that stands out specifically? Like,
His animation. His animation looks very cool.
Like his winning and losing?
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, like he goes out of the coffin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a well-designed part of that skin.
I think I will give that to them. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, so my number two, it's also probably Provo Bandits. It's Headless Rider Stew. I think this skin's really cool. He, like, shoots axes, and, like, I think this skin's just super cool. The base model looks so sick. Like, he's, like, riding a horse or, like, something. I don't remember, but it looks, I don't really know how to describe the base model, but it looks sick. And I would totally buy this skin if it wasn't 149 gems. It is on sale, but I still don't have enough gems. This skin's sick, and, like, the fire behind him is, like, green, and it's, like, glowing and stuff. And I think this skin is so sick. What's your number two?
I'm just saying right now, we have the same exact list. I don't know how we did this. This is some, like, Halloween spooky scariness or Christmas magic. Because we're in between them right now.
I would say Christmas magic.
We have the same exact list.
Wow.
So I like Headless Stew because I like his pumpkin head. Honestly, I like the story of, like, the Headless Horseman. I think that's, like, one of my favorite Halloween stories.
Yeah.
And just having that in the game is just cool. Like, and it definitely gives Stew, like, a spook. I don't know. It's just like the quintessential Halloween thing. And so when I think Halloween skin and Brawl Stars, that's what I think of first.
That comes to mind, yeah.
It's just, It's just screaming Halloween to me, so that's why I have him number two. It's pretty good.
He is very well designed. That's one thing good about him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my number two, my number two is Werewolf Leon. He looks really cool. He's very, very well detailed. He is really cool. I wish he was on sale though.
Or cheaper.
Yeah, cheaper, I'd say, but he looks amazing. It's definitely one of the best Leon skins. It's very well designed, like I said. If there is a new very well designed Leon skin, me and Provo Banda are just gonna clap and cheer.
Oh yeah, we said in an episode recently that if they somehow make a Leon skin better than that, we will literally applaud on the episode. Like, because that would have to be one of the best skins in the game to beat that.
Yeah, not many things could beat the skin. It's also it's my number one. Yeah, obviously. I think the main thing that carries his skin is the voice lines. Like, he howls, and he has different voice lines. And most skins that have voice lines are 300 gems. Like, custom voice lines are 300 gems, by the way, if you didn't know that. So, that's basically a bargain, also. He shoots bones, and, he looks like a werewolf, but, it crosses over with Leon very well. It just looks so sick. He gets on all fours when he wins. He jumps up and catches the bone. It's so cool. What's your number one? Well, it's Werewolf Leon.
You know, it's Werewolf Leon. It's really good. Talked about it a little bit. It's just really good. One of the best skins in the game. Obviously, if it's my number one, but it's really good on Leon, just like you said. And the custom lines are also really good, and I just like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Werewolf Leon really stands out.
Yeah,
for the rest.
It's not hard to explain why it's so good. It's just good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All you have to do is see it. It's so cool.
Yeah.
Okay, then what's the last number one?
Headless Rider Stew. He looks amazing. I feel like he looks so cool. His pumpkin head,
mm-hmm.
With flames in the background, it's so cool. I feel like his tires, his horseshoe tires, is really cool. I feel like it's a pretty unique skin.
Mm-hmm.
Provo Bandit said, I feel like it's a really good Halloween story.
Yeah,
the story of the Headless Rider is a cool story. I recommend reading that story. It's cool. That's about it for the list. And we were thinking that me and Provo Bandit would do a 1v1. So we'll do our best to announce that
commentate
for you guys, commentate. Let's just hop right into that. Okay, so for the first 1v1, we're going to be using Piper. It's going to be a 1v1 Piper. We're each going to go Piper on Purple Paradise, which is an open map that has jump pads going towards the middle. And there's bushes on the end towards the spawn. You guys have probably heard of it. Let's just stop. Hop right into it.
Yeah, I'm just saying right now, I have not trained in 1v1s, so I'm probably going to lose, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't...
I'm already making excuses. We haven't even... I'm already making excuses.
I've only done a few 1v1s.
Okay, we just got in, and we're shooting at each other.
We both hit each other once, but he's healing up, and I'm healed up, too.
I'm going to die. All
right. 1-0-3-3, I guess, 0.
Okay, both
shooting at each other. He hit me.
All right, another kill.
I'm dead again. Oh my gosh, I am not dead.
It's all right, you might be able to come back.
Died a third time. I'm so
good. All right, another kill. 7-0. All right, one tap. We both tapped each other. Oh, I'm very low. I have to fall back. I'm at like 576 health. Oh, we both killed each other. 9-6. He has the blue star. Oh, I'm tapped. Oh, man, I'm dying. All right, another kill. 11-6. Very close.
I have 0 gadgets left.
I have 1 gadget. Oops.
Oh.
Alright, lucky I tapped him and then supered away.
Yeah, I have not been using super.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Alright. It's very close. 11-9, he has a blue star. I have no gadgets left.
No.
That was close. Alright. 11-9. Very close game. But yeah, very close game. All right. Okay, Provo Bandit had to leave because he had to go do something, unexpected. But that's totally fine, and, we're looking forward to having him back on the pod sometime. So yeah, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Make sure to go listen to his podcast, The Brawl Show. We forgot to say that before, his podcast is called The Brawl Show, a Brawl Stars podcast, and is outstanding, very professional, and I highly recommend listening to it. It's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a few others, I think. But yeah, it was great having New Army and Provo Band on the podcast. Make sure you leave 5-star reviews for his podcast and my podcast, and yeah, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. I love doing collabs, as often as I can, and, yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.